Where are we with Kansas City and the Jets?
Well, that's probably one of the ones we discussed the most this week. We're using 19.5. I mean, really what it comes down to is how motivated is Kansas City going to be? Obviously, they could win this game by 30 points if they needed to or they wanted to. But isn't their only concern just to be to get the win and get the hell out of there without anybody getting hurt?
Yep.
I can't imagine why they would need to play Patrick Mahomes deep into this game. I don't know that. Not really in a rush to lay a point spread like that ever in the NFL, guys.
Do NFL teams just don't do that, though?
Do what?
But they keep their starters in.
I mean, you're right. You're not wrong about that. It's just Patrick Mahomes is such a valuable player. I just don't see why they would possibly play him four quarters. And that's kind of the way people have been betting this game. You know, we opened this game more like in the 20.5, 21 range, and we've seen it get bet down. I mean, I think long term, if you just took these enormous point spreads in the NFL, long term, I would expect you to come out on top.
Adam, they did play Henny against the Broncos, maybe to get his feet wet for the inevitable blowout the next time around.
Well,
so.
I would make the counter, and like I'm not making a case for betting the game necessarily.
I want you to make the case. Go ahead and make the case.
Well, I would make the counter. I'd make the counter that if you do plan on getting Mahomes out of there and saying, "Hey, we're getting the win and getting out of here," wouldn't the plan be just go out there and get up by 28 in the first half so we can get you out of there?
Get out of there. Yeah, no, obviously in an ideal world, if it was that easy, I'm sure they'd love to do that. I've seen sometimes where these really high point spreads, A, the public doesn't get as involved as you would think. They'd rather lay the Saints minus 4.5 on the road. That's the kind of game the public's looking to bet. They're not looking to lay 20 points in the NFL.
Well, John, that makes sense. You get the better team at a less number because they're on the road.
Exactly. And that's pretty much all their thought process is like, one of the most popular sides this week is the Chargers because they feel like they're just having to lay a cheap number against Denver. And because they're on the road, the number is cheaper than it would be. I mean, that's really how people have been betting NFL for as long as I've been doing this.
Most intense game for Adam this week is Josh hosting the Patriots. Did I get that right? Yeah, I got that right. Bills are 3.5. Is that what we have the Super Contest number at?
I'm sorry, you're on a first-name basis now with Josh Allen? Is that,
I just call him
that
Josh,
correctly?
Yeah. Well, I find myself defending him so often that I just call him Josh.
Can I make a defense for Josh Allen right now?
Well, can you let's actually get the number from John, and then you can make your whatever your sarcastic defense
is. It is Bills minus 3.5. You're spot on. I've seen some money on New England in that game, but not a ton. That should be a pretty good two-way right game, I think. The Patriots are a team that usually gets support. I don't want to say always because they've been so bad the last couple of weeks, but Buffalo's certainly considered the better team, and there's going to be money on the Bills. Bills have a very big fan base, Adam. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
We had this conversation off the air. They do.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad for the trashing of Josh Allen this week.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he's been utter garbage for three straight weeks.
Right.
And I've been trashing him for it and mocking all the people that were like, hey, Josh Allen's good. He's been disgustingly bad for 3 weeks. Now, I was thinking about it. Do you remember? And I don't think most people do. Arden Key knocked him out of that Raiders game. Like, Arden Key knocked him out of the game. He left. He went to the locker room. And I just thought about it this morning. I went back and watched a video of it. And he has been so trash since then. He might be hurt.
Playing with an injury?
It would explain why he's been so horrific for 3 weeks.
This feels like one of those backhanded compliment things, Steve. I mean, am I wrong about that? Because he said trash like four times.
No, he's been utter garbage for three straight games. I think maybe there's a reason for it. To be that bad.
It's almost like over the course of a season, players have ups and downs. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there.
But he was playing at a high level with that offense.
Oh, well, there's no question. The first few weeks he was playing great. I don't know that he was ever a true MVP candidate. I never thought he was that good. But he was obviously playing very well the first four games, maybe. I don't remember. And then he certainly has struggled the last few weeks. But there's long ups and downs over the course of a 16-game season. I don't know that it's that eye-opening. But it's something to keep an eye on if you think maybe he's injured.
Well, he didn't get a touchdown against the Jets.
That was good for us. The Jets covering the spread was very good for us. Six field goals, very questionable, very questionable.
Are Browns 2.5 against the Raiders?
Yeah, so this feels like kind of a game where the Raiders might sneak out, go out and win a game like this after they're being semi-written off. You know, I think that final score on Sunday, talking about the Tampa Bay-Las Vegas game was a little misleading. The Raiders were really in that game up until the moment where they kicked that field goal to cut it to four. I think that was in the fourth quarter. But I would look at the Raiders here in this spot. Browns know Odell Beckham Jr. this week.